Blog Talk Radio.
Are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Faith in Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our beautiful co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Today we have another amazing, wonderful show prepared for you once again. And we're going to, as always, we will bow our heads at this time and receive our opening prayer by our co-host.
Lord, we come humbly before you on this evening, giving you what you are truly due of, and that is all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Thanking you for what you have in store for the people as they're connecting in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show from all over the world. Thanking you for the topic as they're being encouraged tonight not to give up. We bless your name, and we thank you for what you have to release today through your servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. We are so very happy to have once again back in our studio with us. Our guest is on today. Special guest once again will be that of Pastor Douglas Noel and Mrs. Glow Thompson. Pastor Noel is out of Crystal Springs, Mississippi, and Mrs. Thompson is out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. Today, Pastor Noel will be continuing and concluding his lesson on today, Don't Give Up. Today will be part three of that lesson, which we have been so wonderfully blessed the last 2 weeks as he has been pouring out, testifying, and sharing with us how he didn't give up and how we shouldn't give up. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation on today by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience. Today, listeners, we will take calls. So remember to press that number one, but we're going to let Pastor Douglas Noel first start his lesson so he has an opportunity this week to finish sharing with us what God has given him to share with us. And before we bring him into the studio, him and Miss Glow Thompson into the studio, we want to send a shout out, a happy birthday shout out to my daughter, Lynetta, my baby daughter, to Mr. Thompson, Lord Thompson, and also a very good friend of mine, Mrs. Jacqueline Griffin. So without further ado, we are going to bring into the studio with us now Pastor Douglas Noel and Mrs. Glow Thompson. But before he begins, let's hear a little bit of the song that he recorded, I Can't Give Up Now. Shortly after, was that would be better off. Pastor Douglas Noel.
Give up now.
All right, listeners, you were listening to Pastor Douglas Noel and the Friends Ask. And he recorded that song. He's going to tell us more about that. But without further ado, let me bring into the studio with us now our special guest, Pastor Douglas Noel and Mrs. Glo Thompson. Good afternoon to the both of you.
Hello,
good afternoon.
How you doing?
We're blessed on today. We're excited and can't wait to hear what God has given you to tell us on today. We've been so wonderfully blessed the last 2 weeks as you've been sharing with us and others has been calling in and also touching and agreeing with you on this phenomenal topic, don't give up. And you'll be bringing it to a close on today with part three. And we're excited to have you back in the studio with us once more and again. And with that being said, we're going to also now bring in Ms. Glo Thompson. And as she introduced Pastor Douglas Noel, Ms. Thompson.
Good evening. As Evangelist Chapman said, I'm Glo Thompson with Glo Boys Production. Also, I am the general manager for Vigor Music. I'm here once again to introduce to you our guest for this evening. He is the pastor of New Covenant Christian Fellowship Church in Crystal Springs, Mississippi. He is the lead singer for Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends, who I also manage. And tonight, for the third week, he's going to bring to you, Don't Give Up Now. You will see the anointing or hear the anointing that comes from the word of this great man. Introduce to you now, Pastor Douglas Noel.
Hello, greetings to you all, my brothers and sisters across the airways. I thank God for this opportunity. I count it a joy as well as a privilege to be able to share with you on today. I want to encourage somebody out there that is listening. You may be trying to do the best you can, but it seems like every time you turn around, your best just does not seem to be good enough. You find yourself failing some way or another, or you may have done some things that you know that wasn't right, that you shouldn't have done. You're trying to make it right, but it seems like it's not getting you anywhere. I want to encourage you that don't give up. I don't want you to give up, and even when you're facing failures, don't give up. And go on to say, I just want to actually this question: have you ever been in a situation in which things were going pretty good, and then you did something to screw things up? You find yourself in a jam and don't know exactly what to do. Has there ever been a time in your life in which you were sure that you could do something, tended to do it, started doing it, and then found it was more difficult than you thought it was going to be before you ever started? One thing we all have in common is the ability to mess up a good situation, and the ability to think where we're stronger than we really are. I tell you that because I'm speaking off experience, because there's many times in my life I've been there. I thought I was stronger than what I really were, and I thought I had it all together, and come to find out what I thought I had together, I found myself screwing it up. When we look at the Word of God, we find that God is real and talking. He's real in talking. He's real in talking with us about real life situations. Not only that, not only do he talk to us about real life situations, he's real in talking about real life situations. He also helps us and show us how we can screw up the good plans of God that God has for our lives. When we do, we find ourselves wanting to just give up, find ourselves wanting to throw in the towel. But the good news of the gospel is that even when we blow up, even when we blow things up or we mess things up, God has a plan for our lives. You know what? I'm amazed at how God wants to use people who recognize that they do not deserve people who do not deserve to be used. who feel that they do not deserve to be used. God just does not seem to give up on us, even though God knows the real deal about us. He don't give up on us. It doesn't matter how much we have messed up. It doesn't matter how much bad that we've done. Marvin Sapp's song, the song, "He Saw the Best in Me," when everyone else only seen the worst. When we hear of Abraham and Sarah in the Bible, we think of these people who walk so close to God that they never made any mistakes. When Abraham was a young man in his 70s and early 80s, God had told him he was going to have a son. After about 10 or 15 years trying to get pregnant, when Abraham was in his 80s and Sarah was in her, he was in his 80s and Sarah was in her 70s, they thought they needed to try a new method. Sarah came up with the idea that she must be at fault. So she told Abraham, "I'm going to give you my servant Hagar so that you can lay down with her and have sex with her. She would get pregnant and then we'll raise the child as our own." Now, this must be what God intended. Now, Hagar was about, the Bible says, about to become the most important of all the women in this clan of people. She is about to get that special top-notch treatment with everything going for her. Nothing is going to be spared on her. But the moment she finds out that she's pregnant, she starts hating on Sarah and putting her down. Not only this, when her son grows up, she passes this attitude on down to him. When Sarah does get pregnant at the age of 90, in the way God intended from the beginning, and her son is born, Hagar's boy makes fun of his brother. He jokes in a very negative way about this old woman having a son. For Sarah, this is the last straw, and she demands that Abraham send them both away. Upset now because of something that you started, something that you pushed, something that you felt that it would be the best thing. We mess up when we try to feel like we can do it for God. We fail when we feel like we can be that God need us to do something for Him. God doesn't need us to do anything. We need God. Hagar and her son Ishmael had it all, but because of their attitudes, they lose it and find themselves in the desert. Their supplies have run out, and they are looking at death. Hagar could run through the scenes of her mind of how her actions had led her to this place. She knew they were going to die, and she was ready to give up, even though they had blown it. God did not give up on them. I'm talking to somebody in here that may have made some mistakes just like Hagar. It may not been the attitude of Hagar put in a situation like she were to do something, trying to be obedient to her masters and obeying their masters and doing what their masters asked them to do, or then through it all catching an attitude and making trying to feel like you better than somebody. Your situation may not be that. You may have took the initiative to blow your finances. You may have took the initiative to get involved in a situation that you know you shouldn't have gotten involved in. I come to tell you, just like God did not give up on Hagar, God didn't give up on you. It's not over until God says it's over. You got to believe that. It's not over until God says it's over. Yeah, she was in this situation, and she felt like it was all over. In other words, the way she looked at her situation, she felt like she was just ready to. If she was gonna die, she was ready to die. But thank God, God didn't give up on her. And you need to be glad and you need to give God a praise that you look back over your life where you should have been dead. You would have been dead. You could have been dead. But you're still here. You ought to give God praise that he didn't give up on you. That's a sign that God still got work for you. Even though they had blown it, God did not give up on them. When God looked down, he did not see two dying individuals. Can I tell you what he saw? I said he did not see two dying individuals that thought it was all over for them. He did not see what they saw. But let me tell you what he did see. He saw two people who were going to become a great nation. God opened Hagar's eyes to see a well of water right there in the middle of the desert. I've come to tell you, no matter how bad it seems, even when you mess up, God can show you that he honors his promise. What did he say in Matthew 28? He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'm with you always, even to the end of this age, the end of this world. When she thought that it was all over, God did what his word says. The word says, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus. Look at the supply. Right there, there was water. There is someone here whose actions have led them to a very low point in their life. And you are just about ready to give up. I'm talking to you here on this live. I'm not talking about Sarah now. I'm not talking about Abraham now. I'm not talking about Ishmael. I'm not talking about Hagar. I'm talking about you now. There is someone here who's listening on the airwaves, whose actions have led them to a very low point in their lives. And you are just about ready to give up. You would love to undo the past, but you know you can't go back and change what happened. You could be having a hard time with someone close to you. It might even be your fault that you find yourself where you are. But recognize that your past behavior has not canceled God's call on your life. If you would just get up, do you hear what I'm saying to you? My brothers and sisters, if you would just get up, be reminded of the prodigal son who was in the hog pen. And long as you lay there and wallow in your situation, it ain't going to change. It's going to get worse. But if you want things to change, you got to get up out of that situation. Make the move to return and make it right. So I would encourage you, if you would just only get up, somebody ought to just encourage your own self. I ain't talking about look at a neighbor. I ain't talking about high-fiving a neighbor, trying to find you a partner, a point at three people. I want you to speak life into your own situation because you're feeling disgusted. You're feeling burdened. You're feeling perplexed. You're troubled. You just a breath away from throwing in the towel. But I want to encourage you. Once again, it's not over until God says it's over. You want to give up. You would love, I told you, to undo the past. But you know you can't go back and change what happened. The hard time that you're going through. Things that you're dealing with could be your very own fault. And you want to give up. But I want to encourage you. Get up. Don't give up, but get up and follow the word of the Lord. There is a well of water there in your desert. There is a well of water there in your desert. God has a blessing for you with your name on. And this blessing is going to give you life. Just keep praying for the Lord to show you the well. And know that God has not forgotten you. I don't know how long Hagar and Ishmael wandered in that desert before their supplies ran out. I don't know how long you've been wandering and wobbling in your situation before things got to its worst wit. But I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. I want to encourage you. Look at it even though they was wandering, their wandering led them to the place where God could open her eyes to see that the well, God knows how long your little supplies are going to last. I think I need to stop right there, Lady Chapman, and allow you to have your word.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm truly being blessed by Pastor Douglas Noel, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. And at that time, I will bring you into the studio if you have any questions, comments, or wants to just share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. If you want to have a question for Pastor Noel or just want to touch and agree with him, feel free to press that number one. And remember, listeners, on today we are talking about don't give up. The challenges we face in life can cause us to want to give up and throw in the towel. But we have to stop and think. And when we think, we will see that we were built for the challenges we face. And that was written by Pastor Douglas Noel. Also, Pastor Noel tells us through all of his obstacles and setbacks, he learned through all of his struggles that what didn't kill him only made him strong. Now, listeners, on today, we want to hear from you as well. And let us hear a little bit more of the Pastor Noel singing, "I Can't Give Up Now," and then we'll bring him back in the studio to continue his lesson on today. To Pastor Douglas Noel and the Friends Eyes out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. And I don't know about you all, I look like when I started singing that song, I do not want to come back. I just wanted to continue to play, but we must take a little time out and finish. Let Pastor Douglas Noel finish his lesson on that. But we will play this complete song before the show is over. So keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you can join in with us just by pressing that number one. Without further ado, I bring back to you Pastor Douglas Noel.
As I continue, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that there are going to be times also in our lives where our failure is not going to be intentional. We're going to really mean what we say. Our commitment is going to be genuine when we make it. One night Jesus was in a somewhat somber and downcast mode. As a matter of fact, it was his last night of freedom on the earth before being arrested and voluntarily giving up his life on the cross. Jesus and the disciples had eaten the Last Supper together. Jesus had told them that one of them would betray him. They all, in the midst of what was going on, they all wanted to know who it was that would betray Jesus. Jesus would not tell them that it was Judas. Later that night, after they had sung a hymn, they went outside. Judas was no longer with them because he had left to betray Jesus. Now, it's Jesus and the faithful 11 where they were 12. Perhaps the disciples recognized that Judas was no longer with them and that maybe he was the one who would betray Jesus. While this thought may have been calculating or circulating through their heads, Jesus makes another pronouncement. Look what he says. He says, "Every one of you will fall away because of me. In other words, all of you are going to betray me. Yes, each and every one of you. If Jesus, listen, if Jesus came walking up into right where we are, or if you at church, if he came walking up to the pulpit and said to us all, one of you is going to betray me this week, most of us would start thinking about who is it that's going to do this, and what awful thing is it that this person is going to do. But what happens if Jesus says, all of you, every last one of us, are going to betray him this week? What images will swirl around in your head? Or do you think immediately betray you, Lord, but not me? Peter was one of the top three of the 12 disciples. Let me say it again. I said Peter was one of the top three of the 12 disciples. Let me say it again. It's just like the head band member. Peter was the head MD, the head master's disciple. Peter, being one of the top three, Jesus had pointed out that not only was Peter in the top three, he would become the number one disciple at one point. Peter tried to encourage Jesus by saying, Lord, can count on me no matter what. How many times we have came to the church and told the church, don't realize we said these exact words, Lord, you can count on me no matter what. When you made that covenant, you weren't just talking to the person you saw physically. You was also talking to the one presence that you could not see physically, but was there spiritually. You made a covenant when you spoke and you said, Lord, if you free me from this, Lord, I'll do this. Since my life's been changed, I'm going to be faithful and committed to doing God's will. The MD, the master disciple. Check it out. Peter wanted God to know that he wasn't going to betray him. That he got him. I'm with you, Lord. Huh? Have we ever did that? Have we ever said that in so many words that we're going to be faithful? You can count on us. Sang a song. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. But soon as it gets a little rough, we find ourselves giving up and turning back. But you got to understand, God's been too good. He's been too kind. He's been too merciful. I can testify he's been a very close friend of mine. He's been closer to me than I could ever be to myself. He's been closer than any brother could ever be. But there are times in our life, no matter how good God has been to us, no matter how many ways he have made available for us, how many doors he have opened for us, how many times over and over again God have proved to us that he is with us and that he's got us, still we'll find ourselves allowing situations to cause us to want to give up or throw in the towel. That's why it takes other fellow people, you being centered around the right company, you being connected to the right people, people that can continue to keep you encouraged no matter how difficult the task may be, to encourage you that look, you done come too far. You done prayed too long. You done sung too hard. You done sacrificed too much to give up now, to throw in the towel. God's been too good to you.
He has made ways for you out of no way. You can't give up now. You come too far to turn around now. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. So I want to encourage you, no matter what you're facing in life, no matter how troublesome it may be, don't give up. Look at Peter, the strong disciple. Peter, the very one that when they put their hands on Jesus, Peter, amen, Peter was like a gangster disciple. Peter, cut a man's ear off. When he put his hand, you don't put your hands on my Lord. You don't put your hands on my master. Peter cuts the man's ear off. Jesus looked at Peter and tells Peter, Peter, whoa, wait a minute. Put down that sword. A man lives by the sword, would die by the sword. Put it down. That's not the way. And the very thing that Peter cut off, Jesus reached down on the ground. Use the very dirt that he used to make man. Put it up against man's ear. And healed the man's ear. I'm talking about Peter, the very man, the man that was standing fight for Jesus. Peter told, Jesus comes and conversates with Peter, told Peter that, Peter, look, before the cock crows 3 times, you will. Deny me. Before the cock crowed, Peter, you would have denied me 3 times. Because he was faced with a situation. Sometimes our situation will cause us to want to throw in a towel, to give up, to turn our back. They looked at Peter and said, Peter, aren't you one of them? Peter said, No, not me. Come back and ask Peter again, said, hey, ain't you sure you're not one of them? Are you one of them? No, not me. No. You look like one of them. Peter said, no, not me. When Peter heard the cock crow, Peter realized what Jesus had told him, that he denied his master. He gave up. He didn't stand firm. And we can't get mad at Peter. We can't knock down Peter because a lot of us are just like Peter. When we're faced with certain situations, we too will give up, throw in the towel, and we'll denounce our Jesus in any kind of way just to save our life. But it tells me something else. He says, a man who saves his life will lose his life, but a man that is willing to lose his life for his sake, for his name, will save his life. I want you all to look back over your life and see how good God's been to you. He's been better to you than you can ever be to yourself. You got a reason to stand firm. You got a reason to be steadfast, unmovable, continuing to abide in God's word. You got to trust God no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're faced with. And understand, my brothers and sisters, don't give up. Sister Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm truly being blessed on today, and I'm sure our listeners is as well. Remember, listeners, you too. Just press that number one, and you can join in on this conversation. If you have any questions or comments, I want to touch and agree with Pastor Douglas Noel on today. All you got to do is just press that number one, and I'm waiting to bring you into the studio with us. Now we're going to yield. Before we do that, we want to just stress to our listeners, we're talking about strength, courage, setback, faith, righteousness, and going forward on today. And as our Pastor Noel said, we have a lot to stop and consider. We have a lot to thank God for. And I'm truly blessed by this lesson on today. But right now, we're going to yield and bring in our guest, Mrs. Glo Thompson, and let her have a word to say on today, Ms. Thompson.
Oh, good evening again. I am truly blessed again by the words from Pastor Douglas Noel, as I always am. He always have a powerful message that the Lord have given him. We want to encourage you now, whatever you're going through, whatever your situation, no matter what it is, nothing is too hard for God to handle. We just need to put it in his hand, take it out of our hands, take it out of our thoughts, and let him take care of it. It may not seem like it's working fast enough for us, but when he work it, it's going to be really worked out for us. And I'm so proud to be the manager for Pastor Douglas Noel and friends. They're doing an awesome job for the kingdom of God. They are building the ministry for the Lord. And we want everybody to just support Pastor Douglas Noel ministry. He can let you know how you can get our products, his products that we have. We have T-shirts, we have mugs, we have bags, we have the music products, and he can let you know how to get all of that information. And I would love for him to, if he could, just tell how he came about in writing that song, I Can't Give Up Now.
Yes, we're going to hear more from Douglas Noel's Miss Thompson when it's time for him to come back, and he would greet our listeners with how he wrote it and what motivated him to write it, as well as share information on how you can get the record. So do you have anything else you want to say at this time? I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I didn't want you to go ahead of what I had prepared.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I'm just excited to be with you, and we appreciate everything that you are doing, and we're going to support you 100% in your ministry and everything that you are doing.
God bless you. God bless you. And remember, listeners, you can hear Pastor Noel every Sunday and every Wednesday. I think it's Pastor Noel. He's on Facebook. So take the time out to go on Facebook, and when you see Douglas Noel, that is the man of God that you're listening to on today's show. All right, we're going to bring our co-host in at this time. If she has any questions or comments, I just want to share her thoughts.
Praise God, praise God. Good evening, everyone. God bless you, Evangelist Norman Chapman, this evening. Praise God. And I thank God for Pastor Noel. I thank God for Sister Glo Thompson this evening. I tell you, I have just truly been blessed just sitting here listening and hearing the man of God share what the Lord has given him. I'm so grateful because the word of God lets us know that trouble don't last always. And as he is encouraging today, I just pray that this word is really just touching the heart, mending the heart, changing the heart, transforming the mind of those that feel that, listen, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to just throw in the towel. No, trouble don't last always. We are made in the fire. Some of our worst pain turn to be our greatest gain. So don't quit when the fires of life get hot. Don't quit when it seems like there's nobody there with you. We got to always know this. God is with us, and he made us a promise. And all his promises are yes and amen. He will never leave us nor forsake us. There's nowhere we can go that he's not there. He said, even if you make your bed in hell, I'll be right there. So I just give God honor this evening. I give God glory and praise for the word that is going out at a time like this. And this season, and this timing, where people are going through so much, they have this to hold on to. Don't you quit. Don't give up. In Christ Jesus, you're a winner, because all he do is win. Ain't no losing in him. God bless you. I tell you, I'm just enjoying myself. God bless you, Evander. God bless you, Pastor Noel, Sister Glo Thompson. God bless this whole topic. Don't give up.
All right, all right. Now we're going to bring back into the studio Mrs. Glo Thompson, because she had a question she wanted to ask Pastor Noel. I'm going to give her opportunity to ask that question. And shortly after then, we're going to hear some more of Pastor Noel and friends' eyes. We're going to hear some more about Can't Give Up Now, and then we'll be bringing the show to an end. But listen, listeners, if you have any questions or comments, please press that number one now, because we're getting late into the show, and we do not want to not recognize you. So if you press that number one now, you do have an opportunity to come in and speak. Don't wait till almost at the end of the show and hit that number one. It runs us to be, you know, rushing to get everything done before the end of the show. So if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts or your experience on today's topic, don't give up. And remember, we all have a past in our life, and we all are still going through in our life. And when we look back over our life and see how far the Lord has brought us, we can testify and start giving the glory and the praise to God, saying, Lord, I thank you for keeping me with the mind to not to give up. Look where I'm at today. Look what blessings you have restored upon my life, because I didn't give up along the way, because Satan is always there trying to push us backwards, trying to make us want us to look back at the things that we have done and saying that you're not, you know, God don't respect you. God don't look down on you, because look who you was and look what you were doing. But I come to tell you on today, God, that's not the God we serve. The God we serve has his arms wide open all the time, waiting to receive us, waiting for our repentance, waiting for us to tell him that we love him as much as he loves us. Ms. Thompson.
Yes, Pastor Noel, in part one of your on the show, you had told the audience some information on why and how you came about with the title and the song, I Can't Give Up Now. There may be some listeners that are new on this week. If you would explain to them how you came up with this song, what motivated you with the words for this song?
I have had many challenges in my life, and in the midst of those challenges, all of them have not been good, because I have had some bad experiences as well, not just before I was saved, even while being saved, where I fell short of the glory of God, but just the Bible teaches us that the flesh is weak, but the Spirit of God is indeed willing. But we have to make that choice to allow the Spirit of God to be our lead. We got a choice to make to either we're going to choose the flesh or we're going to choose to follow the Spirit. We're going to crucify the flesh and feed the Spirit, either or. We got the choice to make. And many times, I have to be honest that there was times where I didn't crucify the flesh. There was times that I yield to the flesh and made mistakes in my life in the process of even committing adultery, maybe have done things that were said or that were probably even hurt somebody's feelings or whatnot. And my goal was not to be this type of person, because as I looked in the mirror, this is not the person that I was seeing. I did not like the person that I saw. The Bible said, what man looketh in the mirror? And he, in other words, I'm paraphrasing, he's okay with what he sees. There's something wrong with that man. If he looks in the mirror, he sees that everything is okay. When I looked in the mirror, I did not see that everything is okay. I seen, sure enough, I seen a loving, kind young man. I seen a loving, kind young man that was heartbroken. I seen a loving, kind young man that was angry. I seen a loving, kind young man that was troubled by the experiences that he had coming up in his life. Many answers that wasn't answered that I needed answered. Many things that was done to me that I didn't want done to me, but they were done to me. And I found myself in the midst of it. The Bible said, get angry. It's okay to be angry, but sin not. But I found myself allowing my anger to lead me to react out in a sinful way. And in the midst of that, it hurted people. But I was determined that this is not the person that God created me to be. I'm better than this. I'm stronger than this. I'm more loving and caring and kind than this. And I made up my mind that no matter what I had to go through, I was determined. But I couldn't do it alone. I need God. But I'm willing to fight this fight, this good fight through faith, trusting in the Lord. And as the song said, well, you lead me, God, I'll follow. Just please don't leave me. And I was determined, no matter what nobody said, people would take my path and they would beat me down. They criticized me. Pastors didn't want to be bothered with me. People that claim that they are saved and in the church, instead of reaching a helping hand to pick me up, they reached out their hand to point fingers at me, to criticize me, I couldn't find no help, no kind of way. But when I went down on my knees and I talked to the Lord about it, I'm reminded that he said that he'll never leave me, nor my condition. But I heard this in the song, that if he had to reach way down, Jesus would pick you up. And I was determined because of the love of God. Even though I knew that I did wrong, I was determined to be that man that God would have me to be. And every day of my life, I'm still striving to be that person. And so God put these words in my heart. I can't give up now. I come too far to turn around. You know, you will hear different things in there that says, like, my friends get fixed. Because there are people that I thought were my friends, I found out that I got fake friends and real enemies. Then I even found out my burdens, they were getting hard to bear. Why was my burden getting hard to bear? It wasn't because of the burden that God put upon me, because he said his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. My burden got hard to bear because I wasn't just dealing with the burden that God placed on me. I dealt with my own situation, selfish situations that I put upon myself. That what made it get so hard to bear. But my determination is to get to where God would have me to be. And I made up in my mind. And as God gave me these words, I can't give up now. I come too far to turn around now.
Okay, it's getting late in the show, and we want to have our closing on today, and we're still looking on the dashboard to see if there's any callers that has any comments, questions, or want to share your thoughts. Now, remember, listeners, we're getting close to the end of the show now. We only have a couple of minutes left. So if you do have anything to say, now is the time to press that number one. Ms. Glow, I'm going to bring you back. But we are getting real short in the show. And I do want to, I promise the listeners, I would continue to play a little bit more of I Can't Give Up Now, so they'll know if they want to order it or ask questions in reference to the song. So we're not going to start it from the beginning. We're going to start it where we left off at, and we're going to be blessed some more. But I Can't Give Up Now by Pastor Douglas Noel and the Friends Ad. I Can't Give Up Now. And we're going to let Pastor Noel or Ms. Glow come back and give us some information. Be very brief on it because he's very short in the show. The minutes have come down to the last minutes of the show, and let them give some information on how you can get that recorded, I Can't Give Up Now. But Pastor Noel, I do have a request for you. It was a request last week, and I see the caller has called back this week. And they want you to do a verse of a song live for them. If you're able to do that, can you do that for them? And that is for Miss Gloria Hall Johnson here in the city of New Orleans. She wanted to hear you sing. You give her that opportunity. Can you sing a little bit of a song?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can sing something for her.
Go ahead. You can.
Fix me, Lord, Lord, so
hold it as certain the way you created me to. Oh, feed me. Fix me, Lord. Hey. Lord, I want to be able. I want to be able to please you. Lord, I know. That I'm not what I ought to be. But if you only will,
oh glory,
lay your hand on me, I'm crying, oh, oh Lord, I need you to fix me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. What a wonderful
thing.
Lord, lay your hands on me. I don't know about you, listeners, but I am truly, truly blessed on today, Pastor Noel.
Amen.
It really shined in your light. He has really done great, great, great anointing upon your life. And listeners, we must realize that when God, what God has for you, is for you. He does not make no demands on our life. If you want to walk with him, walk with him. If you do not want to walk with him, he's not going to, he loves you so much, he's not going to take nothing away from you that he's already have put in your path, that he's already have anointed and blessed and called you to do. I just thank God for Pastor Noel on today, and I hope and pray that our listener that's still tuned into the show, Pastor Noel, that she enjoyed that request that you just sent out in to her. And listeners, you do
yes,
have
ma'am.
A couple of minutes, set number one as we go forward on today. But Pastor Noel, how could our listeners contact you if they want you for a sermon, if they wanted to your group for to be on a concert, if they want to just order any records or albums that you have available? Do you want to give that information, or you want Miss Glow to come back and give that information?
I think she my manager, he's trying to get me where I can be able to promote a song. you can reach, because I'm normally quiet, but you can reach you can contact Glow Boys Production. That's area code 601-927-1513. That's area code 601-927-1513. And I asked for Gloria Thompson. That's my manager. She will see to it that you can get any items that you would like to have that's pertaining to friends, or you can go on to any of the digital outlets, CD Babies, Spotify, iTunes. You can go and download Pastor Douglas Noel and friends off of there. We have shirts. As my manager had mentioned, mugs, bags, and believing that we're going to, along with our CD product, and we believe that we're going to have more things to come. But you can text Sister Gloria at 601-927-1513. She will see to it that you get whatever it is that you need of Pastor Douglas Noel and friends.
All right, thank you so very much. Ms. Glow, do you have any last words? And we only have 5 minutes left in the show. Do you have any final words that you want to say to our listeners on today?
Just want to say again, Evangelist Chapman, I am so honored that you are to bring us on your show. We appreciate you, and we just pray that God bless your ministry continuously.
Thank you. And listeners,
Sister Chapman, Sister Chapman.
Hello. Go ahead. Yes, Pastor Noel.
I want to encourage the listeners to go to Vigor Music Inc. and look for Pastor Douglas Noel and friends. We have a concept, a video of Can't Give Up Now that is out. And we want the listeners to go
go to Vigor Music Inc. and want you to like as well as like the page of Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends. Or you can go to Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends page and check out the video. It's on YouTube as well. That's and you look it up by typing in Noel and Friends with a Z at the end, not an S behind Friends, but with a Z at the end. Noel and Friends. Also, be on the lookout for a new single that will be on the way on Pastor Douglas Noel and Friends. We do believe that it's going to truly bless your life.
God bless you. God bless you. But listeners, Mrs. Glow Thompson, she also produced other groups, and she'll be coming back on the show, if not next week, the following week, and blessing us with another group or person. As a matter of fact, she produced one of our very own here, right here out of the city of New Orleans. And Miss Glow, that is Jermaine. Tell them about Jermaine here in the city of New Orleans.
Yes, Jermaine Hawkins and the Harvest Spirituals out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
She also produces that group, so she's going to be coming back. I don't know which group she's going to bring. Just stay tuned and keep looking at your notices, and you can always go to my page, Norma Chapman, and you can go to Facing Your Fears, where all of Pastor Noel's videos and tapes and whatever they're doing will be posted on that page. And listeners, at this time, we're about to come to a close, but we will have our closing prayer today. And I want to thank all of my guests for tuning in on today's show, Pastor Douglas Noel out of Christian Springs, Mississippi. Also, Mrs. Glow Thompson out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. And we want to extend our apologies for Lord Thompson, which is Gloria Glow Thompson's husband, for not being able to be on the show today because his work, he had to work. But he'll be coming back when Glow comes back with the entire group, Pastor Noel and the entire Friends There's group. Also, at this time, I want to take the time out for us to extend another happy birthday to my daughter, Lynetta, Nicole. And we also want to say happy birthday to Glow Thompson husband, Mr. Lord Thompson. And again, happy birthday to my good friend out of New Orleans, Sister Gwendolyn Griffin. Happy birthday. And if you can join in with me for just a split moment and say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer. And as she's praying, I want to continue a little bit more of the ending of the song by Pastor Douglas Noel. So we're going to have a split second prayer, and then we're going to close out with the song. Go ahead, co-host.
Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We thank you for what you have allowed to take place today on Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We thank you for the word that has been shared into the world today. We pray, Lord, that it would not only just touch hearts, but God, it would change somebody's heart who's ready to quit, who's ready to give up, who's ready to throw in the towel, and let them realize, Lord, that you're with them. And one thing for sure, you'll never leave them or forsake them. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our show for today, Pastor Douglas Noel and the Friends of I can give up. My God bless you, and God keep you. And thank all of you for tuning in. Remember to tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, as we continue to be a blessing to all of our listeners on today. God bless you, and God keep you. Goodbye now.